Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. This week's sessions are dedicated by Dr. Eric Miller in honor of his wife. They should have Arichas Yomim Vishanim together, Virov Nachas. Today's Daf, Shabbos Ayin Gimel, Shabbos 73a, pagination page 145. At the bottom of the page, you'll see Masnisin. It's about 15 lines from the bottom, in the middle of a line. This Mishnah outlines the 39 categories of Shabbos, the prohibitions, the things that we do not do. As a general rule, these are acts of physical creativity, significant acts typically done consciously by humans, uniquely creative, things that are planned, premeditated, even if they seem to expend very little energy to do. And this is a common misconception. People translate the word malacha as work, and they start wondering how flipping on a light is called work. How is taking a hot bath called work? And everything finds its source in these 39 categories, which are acts of significance, physical creativity from the human being, which alter the world we are in a significant way. For example, even striking a match, or in old times using the method of a flint, etc. If you knew what you were doing, likewise with striking a match, if you know what you're doing, it doesn't take a lot of effort, but you're creating fire, and fire is an amazing thing, and its creation is considered a significant act. These 39 categories are learnt from the building of the Mishkan, which paralleled the creation of the world. What Hashem did to create a world for us was in a spiritual act of creativity. However, Hashem did it, Behi Bar'am, Behe Bar'am. Hashem created the world for us, and we in turn turn around and with acts of physical creativity create the Mishkan, the sanctuary, to invite Hashem that He should have a home among us. Those physical acts of creativity paralleled Hashem's creation, and therefore these are the acts which parallel Hashem's creation. You rest from these if you want to commemorate the creation of the world, that Hashem created the world on 6 days, and on the seventh He rested. Let's begin the Mishnah, and I'll try to touch upon different applications so that we see the pattern by which these categories are utilized in understanding halacha on a practical level. The Mishnah begins. Avos malachos, the primary categories of work, in quotes, things you're not allowed to do, forbidden acts on Shabbos, arboim chaser achas. They're 40 minus 1, meaning 39. If we have time, either this session or a different session, we'll try to elaborate why it's said in such an odd way. 40 minus 1. They are. Hazoreya, one who seeds, or any form of planting, enhancing growth. If you'd cut something from a tree by way of pruning, it would go into the category of planting, enhancing growth. If you water the plant, that's again enhancing growth. It's all in the category of planting. V'achoresh, one who plows, betters the earth to be receptive to seeding. V'hakotzer, or one who harvests, reaps, plucks grass, anything from its place of growth in a plant-type fashion. If you cut off a branch because you need it for firewood, so then that would be kotzer. That would be this harvesting. Whereas if you were doing pruning, it would be the category, as we mentioned, of zoreya, of planting, of enhancing the growth. V'ame'amer, one who gathers the fruit, even something, we talk about bundling grain, but even something as putting apples that are already on the ground, fallen, putting them into a bushel, into a basket. That's the malacha of ma'amer, of gathering, if that were to happen in its place of growth in the yard. So even if there would be an eruv, an enclosure, you wouldn't be allowed to gather fallen apples on Shabbos. V'hadosh, threshing, that's separating, breaking open the outer shell from the inside usable seed. V'hazore, throwing it up into the wind so that the wind takes away the chaff and the useful grain falls to the ground. It's a method of separating. Haborer, actual separating bad from good, good from bad, different halachas, which we will discuss in the coming pages. Hatochein, grinding. Vahamerakeid, sifting. Vahalosh, one who kneads or makes any food, possibly even non-foods, into a pasty mixture. Even such a thing as hot cereal. On Shabbos, when we make it for a child, we make cereal for a child, we purposely do an unusual method and a loose mixture, not to create a pasty, dough-like substance. V'ha'ofe, and one who bakes, or cooking, or any other changing of a material by medium of heat. We continue. Hagozes, one who shears wool from the animal. Likewise, cutting off anything from a living being, such as cutting one's nails. Hagozes is at semer. Cutting the wool was the primary category. Vamalabno, one who whitens it. Vamanaftso, combs it. Vahatsov, oh, dyes it. Vehatove, spinning it. Vehamesech, veose shnei batei nirim, vehaoreg shnei chutin, a number of steps in the process of creating fabric. Vehapotze shnei chutim, also fixing in the case of making fabric so that it should work effectively. And then we move on. Hakosher vehamatir, one who ties something or unties something. Ve'atofa shnei tfiros, one who sews two stitches. Ha'karei amanas lifto shnei tfiros, or tears in a garment in order to correct something, fixing the two stitches. And again, remember, all of these things were used in the making of the Mishkan. They were considered significant acts. Some of them in the cloths that covered the outside of the Mishkan, and fixing them if they needed repair. Beginning of the next line, Hatsod Tzvi, one who traps a deer, in the Mishkan it was for the hides. Likewise, all kinds of trapping is going to be forbidden. A classic case we encounter is a person who wants to trap a bug just temporarily in order to walk them to outside of the house. But even though they intend to release the bug, but at the time that they have it, it is trapped. And that would be prohibited. Hashochto, one who shechts, slaughters the animal, likewise killing any living being on Shabbos. Hamafshito, one who skins the hide. Hamolcho, salts it. V'hama'abed es oro, processing the hide so that it could be usable. Hamamachko, one who smooths it. And this, by extension, is the big discussion about bar soap on Shabbos, constantly smoothing the surface. Vahamachatcho, one who cuts something to size, even something as simple as toilet paper. If we would cut it to size, kitchen towels, the disposables, cutting it to size, are all a significant discussion. If there's a way, either we cut them before Shabbos, or if a person's stuck, what method should they use to cut it in an abnormal way? But the original category is found here, cutting to size. Hakosev shtei osios, one who writes two letters. Vehamochik amanas lichtov shtei osios, or one who erases in order to write two letters. fascinating concept, writing or erasing, the ability to correct the mistake, is also one of the categories, something that I was very fond of elaborating in my book, Magic of Shabbos, trying to identify not only how they were used in the Mishkan, but how these categories impact our perspective of daily living. Habona, one who builds, vahasosa, and one who destroys. Generally, destruction on Shabbos is only if it's for a constructive purpose, if you're knocking down a building or a wall in order to rebuild it. Hamachaba vahamavir, one who puts out a fire. Again, the classic case would be in a constructive way to make charcoal, to singe a wick in order that it should light better. Vahamavir, and one who lights, kindles a fire. As we mentioned, lighting a fire is a significant act and has enormous potential to be used in many ways. Hamake bepatish, and one who puts the final blow into an item to make it usable. That's one of the big discussions regarding electronic appliances, plugging them in or turning them on Shabbos, according to many, is a level of makeh bepatish, making what is unusable as a utensil suddenly with the flip of a switch becomes usable, and that would be the final act to make something useful. And finally, amotze mirishus lurishus, one who moves something from one domain to another, the private fenced-in domain, my home, to the public area, vice versa, is a description of enormous creativity, as Rav Shamsham Rafael Hirsch describes, because things need to be, in the concept of commerce, for example, they need to be in the right place. And all of that is supposed to be prepared before Shabbos, so that we're ready for Shabbos in a form of focusing on spiritual creativity rather than on the physical. And the Mishnah concludes, Hareilu avos melachos arboim chasar echas. We have hereby presented the primary categories of Shabbos, which are 40 minus 1. Just briefly, the concept of 40 minus 1. The concept of 40 in Kabbalah is enormous transition. We find that a child is formed. The first 40 days are very significant in the life of a fetus. Once the 40th day comes, certain significant formations are already in place. Child is going from nothingness to being a potential child. Likewise, we find that in the destruction of the world at the time of the flood, in order to rejuvenate it, a mikveh of sorts on the entire world, it required 40 days to do that transition. We find Moshe Rabbeinu, in order to receive the Torah, in order to achieve atonement for the Egel, in order to get the second Luchos, is all levels of 40 days. When you do something that's less than the number of significance, what you're saying is, we need this, but we are partly there already. We don't need the entire measurement. For example, we recite Kaddish for the first year when a parent passes on, but we don't do the full 12 months to signify that they are really in need of this atonement. We do 11 months. Out of respect to the parent, we do 12 minus 1. Similarly, we find that when a person gets lashes for doing a certain violation, it's described as arba'im yakenu, hit them 40 times, which Chazal explained means 39, the number that would bring you to 40, but the last one is not required. Presumably, the message is that even though he has sinned, he doesn't need a full 40. He needs a lot. He needs 39, but he doesn't need the full 40 because he's still Jewish. He's still part of the team. He needs the atonement, but not the full measure. Likewise, when we are creating a home for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our world, there's a lot of work to do, and a full transition would require 40 acts of creativity. But Hashem is already here. Hashem is the creator of the entire world. So as much as you're playing this game, so to speak, to make a place for Hashem, Hashem is actually Mekomo Shel Olam. The world is in Hashem's presence. So you have to do a big job, but it's Arboim Chosar Achas. As much as we have to do, we also need to acknowledge that it's already done. Hashem is already here. And you're creating a home for him within his own home. Yeshakach, thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.